So we're looking at a sea of cylindrical stainless steel. Having been at the old brewery, it's like stepping into Star Trek, because once we start the brew, the system takes care of all the transfers. So everything happens in a very repeatable way so that we get consistency in the product. Okay, if you come over here, you can hear we're loading malt in. It's a zigzagging pathway of aluminum tubes, and inside there's a cable with a bunch of plastic discs on it. And when we pour bags of malt in, the malt will fill in between those discs and be pulled through the system until it's deposited where it needs to go. So we're standing up at the top of the brew house right now, which is maybe 15 or 20 feet up in the air. And looking in the man way, there's a very fast waterfall of wort, which is a brewer's term for non-fermented beer, and it's boiling away, and it's sort of like an umbrella of boiling wort. Standing in a brew house like this is pretty exciting because you feel like you're at the heart of things, and really, the heart of this brew house is back down below in the office where the computers are. That is the brewer's office. So that has the computer system that controls the brew house. And it's also where our brewers will dance to the music. You can't have a good brewery without a good stereo system. So this beer is fermenting. And as a beer ferments, the CO2, it has to escape somewhere. So the CO2 will come up the top of the tank and then down a pipe down to the bottom of the tank where there's a hose that sits in water. So the noise that you're hearing is the gentle tinkle of... Oh, tinkle's a horrible word. Let's try that again. So the noise you're hearing in the background is the gentle clinking of empty glass bottles going into the bottling line. And so as the bottles come in, the first machine that turns the bottles upside down and gives them a jet of cold, deaerated water, which both rinses out the bottle in case any cardboard dust got in during transport, and it also cools the bottle down so that the beer foams less when it goes in, which means we waste less beer. It's a more efficient filling technique. There's a very graceful turn where the bottles get turned upside down, and it's kind of soothing to watch. It happens with such grace.